Thank you very much, Avari. Reshus the Malinowitz family, Reshus the Chashav Kehila of Beis Tfila. As many have said, it's definitely very hard to believe that a year has passed, that's for sure. I just want to start by saying I'm going to be very brief. I am forever grateful to the Rav Zatzal for believing in me, as Rav Eidenson mentioned before, believing in me and planting the seed for Yeshivas Arzi Levanan every step of the way. We're in year number 7. And together with Badal Chaim, with Rav Kornfeld Shlita, but Rav Milinowitz specifically, really there every step of the way, like Rav Eidenson said, the emails and the detail and the care. And it's hard to believe that we're a year later without him, but since that fateful Thursday afternoon. But as I said then, I'll try Be'ezras Hashem to continue to perpetuate the Rav's memory and make sure that the yeshiva does him proud as he looks down upon us. How do we go on without him is a question a year later we ask ourselves, especially at these times right now that we're living in. And I just want to say one short point before I introduce, it was requested to introduce something special tonight. How do we go on? And I think that the Rav left us a mahalach. I think he left us a way to go on. And we're amongst friends now, so I hope that the picture that I paint right now is appreciated. I know that it will be. When I think of the Rav Zatzal, I think of a bunch of different images. I think of sitting in the base medrash with him, with his two or three cell phones coming out of his pocket. One phone rings, other phone, which one's calling, and figure out which one was with kosher phone and not kosher phone with text. I think about his appointment paper. I don't know what in the world that was, but how he was able to read that paper with all that scribbled on there, his entire life, or all the different meetings that were going on this folded, crumpled piece of paper. I think about him running into base medrash with his shirt untucked, and running to Meiriv, and think of his office piled up with Svarim, with his laptop, and printed out papers from Art Scroll Editing, and the Mountain Dew, and the Pepsi Max. I think of a Shabbos Drasha coming to piles of Svarim with the two wings on the Shtender. And you think, wow, there's just a lot going on, and it's just a whirlwind of stuff and information, and seems to be all confused and overload. And I think that's exactly the point. The Rav showed us in his own life how we're supposed to navigate the world that we're living in, and especially the world we're living in this year. Because that Shabbos Drasha, after all those Svarim, there was no one that I think we all know, there was no one that was able to pinpoint with clarity and get to the Nekudah the way the Rav was able to do it with all the different things that came together. And it's 15 minutes, it's 20 minutes, but the clarity of what he gave over. And that's really what's going on in our world. We're living in a world of bilbul, of overwhelmingly confusion and uncertainties. This year, if there was ever a year that we needed the Rav Zatzal around, it was this year. How many of us asked, what would he do? How would he guide us? And that's exactly the point. Because the Rav's kayach was within all that, the two cell phones, three, the computer, the editor of the chas, his ability to plow through, to pierce through with such precision, with such clarity, to plow and pave through all the confusion and all the uncertainty. And there isn't anyone that I think we knew that was able to answer a shaila, like Rav Eidenson just mentioned before, and others, with such clarity, with all the different points. And one would think at the beginning, it's a whole introduction to what he has to say. And then boom, mamish tzumzach, getting to the point, getting to the nekuda. I think that's what we have to try to do in this world. We have to try to learn from the Rav in his life, that we all saw that externally, we saw he was able to get to the point with such emistika, yashristika clarity. And in the world we're living in right now, we have to try to do the same thing and not be overwhelmed and feel that we cannot get through what we're going through in life right now. And yes, it's probably the most uncertain times that we've ever lived through, but we were given a legacy of his day-to-day, of who Rav Milinowitz Zatzal was, his entire mohus. We were given from him a real lesson of how we're supposed to make our way through life. Which is why I think that the song that I would like to sing together, this is of Ari's idea, and Rav Halpern, I mentioned it beforehand, but two times I had the schus to sing the song together with the Rav and family. Once was at the Beis Tfila Bar Mitzvah Malava Malka, that I think many of us saw the video, that we sang Ad Hena together, and one was by one of the chassanas, I don't remember which Milinowitz chassana, but we did the song together. And I think after I was asked to sing the song, I think that this song and the words of Nishmas over here really personify this message. Because you think about it, we start off in the middle where, before we get to the words of the actual song, we're talking about the fact, if our mouths would be filled, we say, It's overwhelming. Even if we had all these different things, we would not be able to even, get the surface, touch the surface of the Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Overwhelming. So one could say it's overwhelming. We're not going to be able to do it. What's the answer? The answer is, Al kein yivarem shapilakta banu v'ruach in hashamash shenafachta v'apenu v'loshen asher samta v'finu. You can look at it that it's too much and it's too overwhelming, and I can't make, I just can't even touch the surface. Or we can learn like the Rav Zatzal taught us: attack the issue, analyze it, dissect it, and don't get scared, and continue to find a way to the core, to the essence of what it is. You may not be Mali Shira Kayam, we may not have all those things, but we have Evarim Shapilak Banu Vuruach and Hashamash Shafakta Vapenu. The lashon and finu, those are the things that we can use to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what his life was. We should have the kayach, we should have the determination like his life was, to be able to not get afraid and to continue to plow through and to get to the core, the emes of what our lives are all about. It's lonely without him. It really is. It's really lonely without him, but he left us very, very specific instructions. And we should be zeichet together. We should be zeichet together to be able to carry out those instructions. And this song, something that Shira was so precious to the Rav. We all know that. I remember the Shabbos Shiras and the Onik Shabbos, where we dissected songs and we knew how much he appreciated Shira. And we're singing this together. I hope the sound will come out good. But either way, I think it's more the feeling. And the Rav is up in Shemayim, and he's getting ready to join us in Shira, and giving us the chizuk that we can find a way to really perpetuate his life and the message of this pursuit for clarity in life. Evarim shepilak dabanu Neruach hu nishav vavama Shenafach rabi apeinu Avalai vihila Shoyin ashe samit abifinu Ay 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 Ivarim shepilak da bavanu Niruach hu nishav vavamam Shenafach na biyapeinu Avavai vihila Shoyin ashe samit abifinu Ay 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 hey neim Yoidu vivarchu Everyone, I hate. I Yirei Hashem Elokeinu. Lanei.